Arizona Senate candidates Kyrsten Sinema and Martha McSally sparred over health care during the debate on Monday night. Both candidates made claims about each other's record on health care. And we asked KJZZ's Will Stone to look into how those stack up with reality. Hey, Will.
Hey, Mark.
So how have the candidates been talking about health care, and did any of that change at all at the debate?
They both clearly realize it's one of the top issues for voters in the election. After all, many of the issues that cropped up during the debate over the Affordable Care Act have really hung around for years and years in elections. There's a lawsuit going on right now brought by Texas that's threatening key protections in the law for pre-existing conditions. Arizona's part of that. Meanwhile, people have memories of the GOP's multiple failed efforts to repeal the ACA, especially last year. So on the campaign trail, both candidates have acknowledged problems with the law. I mean, even Sinema, who was a big promoter of the ACA, she's been emphasizing the attacks on it and trying to hammer home the message that you should be worried about your insurance if Republicans win.
Well, what about McSally?
McSally, like many Republicans this election, has been a bit more on the defense. She's having to explain her votes and why she believes that she's the right person to fix it. Here's what she said at Tuesday's debate.
We cannot go back to where we were before Obamacare, where people were one diagnosis away from going bankrupt because they could not get access to health care.
So here, obviously, she's aware that voters support at least some of the principles of the law, namely protections for pre-existing conditions. That was not a word or phrase that was really in the vernacular very much until the ACA, and now people expect it. So she's not promising a wholesale repeal anymore.
All right, well, so what did Sinema say about McSally's record then?
She pointed to McSally's vote for the American Health Care Act, and that was in May last year. That was the major piece of GOP legislation that was passed by the House to repeal the ACA.
When Martha voted last year to repeal existing law, it would have eliminated the protections for people who live with pre-existing conditions in our country today.
And that McSally responded to as she called it a flat-out lie.
Well, so do we know what's accurate here?
Like almost any of these issues, Mark, it requires a bit more context than the debate soundbite. And for that, I turn to ASU professor Swapna Reddy, who studies health policy. She says it's true the legislation did prevent insurers from denying coverage because of a pre-existing condition.
While you could not be rejected for health insurance based on pre-existing conditions, it was possible for insurers to actually charge you more based on your past or current health status, which is actually very different than what the Affordable Care Act says.
So even if technically insurers could not deny you coverage under the law, Reddy says, or under the proposal, Reddy says it could have become unaffordable.
Okay, let's do another here. Here's what McSally said about the marketplace in Arizona.
And the premiums have gone up over 100% year to year. There's so many people right now with pre-existing conditions that can't get access to health care because the Obamacare model doesn't work.
So here McSally is talking about the individual marketplace, it appears. Only around 5% of people or so actually use that for insurance, but it gets a lot of attention. Several years ago, Arizona had big problems with its marketplace. There were very few insurers willing to offer coverage. And for the 2017 plans, which were on sale in 2016, rates in some cases did go up to 116%. But now the story is very different. I spoke with Dr. Dan Dirksen with the University of Arizona, and here's what he said about the marketplace this year.
So we had that big jump that one year, and then the following year, the premiums stayed the same. And in this year, we're seeing indications that there will be more insurers offering plans in the marketplace. The premiums will, overall premiums will go down.
So actually, Arizona this year, has one of the more robust markets and has really corrected many of the issues that were partly just related to underpricing of plans. Also, it's worth noting that consumers get tax credits, so many were insulated from the steep hikes. Now, that said, there's still a portion of people who get insurance on this marketplace who have trouble affording it. It's not an issue of pre-existing conditions, which is what McSally implied in her bite there. But it's really because of their income level, how these subsidies work. And maybe they have just such high deductibles for their family. They don't see the insurance as helpful. But again, the ACA has lots of things like requirements for what benefits a health plan must offer, and those touch far more people than the marketplace does. But what's clear from the numbers we have is that many more people have insurance now. The uninsured rate was nearly 20% before the ACA in Arizona, one of the highest in the country, and now it's closer to 10%.
All right, that's KJZZ's Will Stone fact-checking healthcare claims made at Monday's U.S. Senate debate. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Mark.